Englisch, Musterprüfung 2.
Part 2.
Bullying. It happens every day.
Hi, Mandy. Hi, Suzanne. Are you walking home together?
Yes. Susan didn't go to school by bike today, so I said I would walk home with her.
Yeah, my bike is at the shop, so I have to go and pick it up later. I'm going to have tea at Mandy's first.
That's nice. Mandy, you look a bit upset. What's wrong?
Well, it's the boys in our class. They can be really horrible.
Why? What happened?
We were playing basketball in PE, and I was on Steve's team. You know how he is. He hates losing. And whenever someone made a mistake, he shouted at them. Then, this one time, I had the ball and wanted to shoot. But he just grabbed the ball from me and wouldn't pass it to me again. At the end of the game, he said that I was no good at basketball, and he started to laugh and call me names.
Didn't Mr. Jackson do anything?
Well, he wasn't there.
Yeah, and the other boys joined in and were so mean that they made Mandy cry. This wasn't the first time that they had done something like this. It has been going on for a long time.
Haven't you told Mr. Jackson?
We told him once, and he said he would talk to the boys. But nothing has changed.
Yes, that's the same with all the teachers. They never do anything about bullying. They only talk about it. That doesn't help.
But you should always go and tell a teacher about the bullying. It happens so often at our school. But a lot of the kids don't say anything because they are too afraid to. I would always tell an adult if someone was bullying me, because then it can be stopped. When I was being picked on last year, I told my parents and they talked to other parents about the bullying. After that, it got better.
Do you want me to talk to Stephen, Mandy? Maybe it will help.
Well, I don't know.